Okay, good evening. We're holding Mem Gimel on the place. We're taking a look at the Tosfos, the Bar Matzah, the Osso Nishtos. The Osso Nishtos, Kodi Me'achol. So Tosfos, again, let's just quickly have just run through it, then Be'ez Hashem, the Marashah. We'll see Be'ez Hashem on the turn of Shotim on it. So Tosfos says, the Osso Nishtos, Kodi Me'achol. We're talking about this guy. We made a declaration that on the day when Moshiach Ben Dovid comes, he is going to be Mekabel on the Zeros upon himself. So we say any day of the week he is forbidden to drink wine, because it could well be that Moshiach came on that day. We have time after Greg Tosfos. Why is it when it comes to Kohanim, we don't forbid Kohanim to drink wine any day right now, right, despite the fact that Moshiach could come, and the Kohen would be needed, if as and when the Beis HaMikdash is built, would be needed very possibly straight away. And yet, we don't stop the Kohen from drinking wine. We don't mean of a Sanhedrin, as we say in Sanhedrin. I think it's Rebbe who says, but what can I do? Shetakonose kalkonose. Pirush, meaning to say, she'obru kavoshonim. Because so many years have gone past, Shalei Nimne Habayis, the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been built. And because of that, we're not going to forbid Kohanim to drink wine, because otherwise they would have been abstaining from wine for the last 2,000 years or so. Why do Chayishin on the Ben Dovid Ki Hocho? But amazing, why are we not Chayishish that Moshiach could come at any moment, just like the Gemara says over here?
Can I just ask, should Tekanoso kill Kalkonoso? Literally, the remedy is the opposite. So what does he...
It's basically, it's a way of saying, Shetakonoso, Moshiach coming. In other words, the idea that he should be also is the same. In other words, the fact that he should be forbidden to have, I think it's actually on which way down to it, said,
what does it say in Sanhedrin?
Let's see if it says that way around there. It's basically saying that you're right. Bad, we should have to abstain from wine. Let's just see the Russian here. Rashi explains it the other way around. He says the churban Beis HaMikdash, which was mekalkel that, in other words, has mixed up the mishmoros, and that would actually mean that therefore the kohen could not drink at any stage because he doesn't know which mishmor is going to be in, you know, what tzuit said, etc. That is the takono. That's what saves them. In other words, because you can't forbid them at all times, just in case. Right, the other way around, the way according to Rashi. Rashi says again, Churban HaBayis Shekilkalo, the Churban HaBayis which was Mekalkal, and the Irvev Seder Mishmores, and mixed up the Seder of the Mishmores, Shayalisra B'yayin, which would therefore forbid them to drink wine, Bisman, and sorry, would forbid them to drink the wine, Bisman Mishmarzon, at the time of their Mishmor, Umatiron Shaloi Bisman Mishmarzon, and would be mounted them when it's not their Mishmor, who would take on Afshav Nishtes Yayin Lo'inu. That's what's mistaking them now to be able to drink wine at all times. So the chayish shami yibonipism. Because we're not chayish that maybe suddenly it's going to be built. It's a plectosis, but why not? Why not? It can be built at any stage. Right? So to that, Tosfos says, the yish loima, the hosam, because over there, leko yisurah. There's not going to be any issur if the Kohen does drink wine. Even if Moshiach, the Beis HaMikdash was to be built, the snapshot that the Kohen would have done any issur. Efshar b'Kohen Acher, because you can get some other Kohen. Or Yishon Ma'at, or this Kohen will schlock a little bit, and he'll sleep off the wine. But over here, Yossi, if Moshiach comes, over out the zero sign. And it comes out that this individual, if he just takes the chance and says, well, you know, it's not likely Moshiach's going to come based on past experiments, well, when he does come, he's going to be on his Naziris. We prepare to come with the Beit Zohar, likewise in the first paragraph of Beit Zohar, Nami Amin Omi also Secha, Ishino Mechoshish, Lesham Yibona, that maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So the idea is definitely there. Now, this is the part we've got. Where Rabbeinu Tam Mepharish, and Rabbeinu Tam explains, V'yom She'ben Tovid Bo, means She'roi Nobu. It's not based on in case. It's not, we're not forbidding you just in case. Because if that was the case, Lunu can't die, we wouldn't have to be Cheshish. And he said, maybe it's totally on Sofi Deraisa L'chumra, but it's still a problem. Deraisa, I don't know. But Lamaisa, that, it sounds like that wouldn't have been a reason for me to stop you drinking wine. The issue over here is that the Rabbeinu Tam Mepharish, B'yom She'ben Tovid Bo, She'roi Nobu. He says it means to say that he could come. The fact that he could come, any day that he could come, it's a front line of zeros. Therefore, it starts straight away. Now we no longer have any problem. Because like we said, it's not dependent on whether Moshiach actually will come today or not. Maybe we wouldn't be mechuyev to be chayshish for that. But since he could come, therefore, the person's declaration was, as long as he could come today, then I'm being become a Maziris Mabadai. And yes, you're worried about Hathlor, that also goes out. You wouldn't even have to be concerned about that. Fine. Now, here comes the part of Tosfos, which is a little bit more tricky. So Tosfos, V'nichon Nami, according to the Rabbi Natan, it works beautifully. Masha Makshino, that which we ask, am I also? Why should the person be forbidden to have wine? Surely we know that Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come first. Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come first. And therefore, it's not just about Eliyahu coming first. And Eliyahu, we answered, okay, so he could be Eliyahu does come, you don't know about it, but it's going to be some problem. But what about Moshiach? What exactly does this mean? That discussion we have to still touch. But I know, Bob, Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come. No. So what's going on? But according to the Rabbi Natan, it's very kashmak. Because the thought is, could Moshiach come today? And the answer is yes. True, it's dependent on Eliyahu coming beforehand, and Moshiach Ben Yosef coming beforehand, that potentially Moshiach, in the build-up, he could have come today. And therefore there's a Malai Kabbalah and the Zeros. That's quite a minute. I'm leaving it a little bit vague at the moment what that means. We'll come back to that Ben Sasha. He says, I'm a kosher, but we still have a difficulty. Hide the Polish Besomach. That which we ask nearby, the Chol Nami Dishtari. Well, once you're going to go with this Svara, that you know why on Shabbos you're allowed to drink the wine, because Moshiach's not coming. Why? Because Eliyahu has to come beforehand. But by the same token, and when it comes to a weekday, same thing, it should be relative for me to drink the wine, because Eliyahu had to come the previous day, right? The Holo also had Eliyahu Me'asman, and Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. No, but according to Rabbi Natan, Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, so you're right, but he could have come. And as long as he could have come, you told me that's good enough. So we're back to square one. Again, on Shabbos, you told me the reason why. The reason why you can drink the wine is because
Moshiach can't come
on Shabbos because Eliyahu didn't come on Friday. So now we ask, well then in which case, weekday as well, same thing. On a Wednesday, you should be alright. You should be able to drink the wine because Eliyahu didn't come on Tuesday. But according to what we're saying, so what if he didn't come? But he could have. What's the Gemara's question? On Friday, Eliyahu couldn't come. The truth is, at this stage in the Gemara, that we haven't yet said that. Yeah, at this stage in the Gemara, we haven't yet said that. So, Tosfos answers the Yishloim out to be a maskon of Porich. The Gemara's question is based on the maskon. The Mokminon that we established, the Koyi Vishabas, we're talking about the guy is making the declaration, the Konoda is making the declaration on Shabbos itself. And they're saying that on that Shabbos, Moshiach could not come. Why? Because Eliyahu couldn't have come the day beforehand. That's the assault. Now, once we go with that, Mishum Hochi Porich, that's why the Gemara asks, L'chorin Nishtari. So on a weekday, it should be permitted, Yom Shehenol Darbley, the day when he makes the Neder, if he makes the declaration on Wednesday, it should be much better to drink the wine on the Wednesday. She'ein Roi lo v'vaisayim. The Matthias is, Moshiach could not come on that Wednesday. Ho'il v'ra'otza Eliyahu me'asmo. Since Eliyahu did not come the previous day, so therefore you read the Gemara like this. The Gemara is busy trying to work out why is it on Shabbos that you're allowed to drink wine. We assume it's because of Tchumen. That's why Moshiach can't come. To which the Gemara says, no, it's nothing to do with Tchumen, it's rather to do with Eliyahu. Meaning to say, Moshiach can't come on Shabbos because Eliyahu was got to come the previous day. Right? So straight away the Gemara goes straight from there into the question, which is, yes, one second. Where you go straight into that? I suppose it's already at this stage. The Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, making the assumption that you're making the neder on that day, right? So on a weekday, whenever you make it, it should be mutter to drink the wine. Why? Because Moshiach can't come that day. Because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. So that the Gemara answers. Yeah, the Gemara answers. Who says he didn't come the previous day? Maybe he did. And he went to the Beis Hamikdash, in which case today could well be a day that he could come. The only thing is, I don't know if we pointed this out, but it comes out, you haven't really gained that much by the Rabbeinu Tam now. It comes out once again, it's Mikayach Sofni. Is this Wednesday really a day that Moshiach could come?
And if he
didn't, no. Did he all come the previous day? If he didn't come the previous day, then Wednesday is not the day that he could come.
Well, one second.
So we're assuming that the Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. So if Eliyahu didn't come the previous day, then Wednesday's not a day that Moshiach can come. And up in the Gemara, who says he didn't come the previous day? Maybe he did, then he went to the Beis Hamikdash. So in which case, is Wednesday a day that Moshiach can come?
Yes. Because he made it better than God.
Moshiach can only come today if Eliyahu the Maaseh did come previous day.
That's right, but as long as it's a possibility he came previous day, today's Roy, or Sophic Roy.
Sophic Roy? Sophic Roy. That was what the Rabbeinu Tam was avoiding. It's not a Sophic, trying to say it's a Lovic, because he could come today. He can only come today if Moshiach if Eliyahu came the previous day.
Do we know for certain that Eliyahu will come the previous day to Moshiach?
Yeah.
We know it's just one day.
Yeah.
But we don't have a time scale for Moshiach.
In fact, if you look at the next verse in a second, listen to the next verse. The Lord has said Eliyahu will be Shabbos. He said that Eliyahu won't come on Shabbos. That's why Sunday you're not allowed to, the Gemara asks, right? The Gemara asks that on Sunday it should be mutter for you to drink wine. Why?
Because
Eliyahu won't have come on Shabbos. Right? So if Eliyahu couldn't have come on Shabbos, then I know on Sunday Moshiach's not coming. Correct, Tosfos. Yeah, with regard to your point. Im Toma, correct, Tosfos. The Dilma Ossi, Erev Shabbos. Maybe Eliyahu came on Erev Shabbos, but he kept secret. He passed the Shabbos, he didn't want to disturb Shabbos preparations. So he came, and he waited. He passed the Shabbos, and then he gives the news on Shabbos. So that way, he doesn't have any Tchumen problems, if that's the issue. Doesn't have any tyrannical problems. Being, you know, people still don't, if that's the problem. So we've sorted everything out. So it's just answers the Yishloimah. לקרוא הנני שלח לכם אצל יוענו מפני ביום השם. That passage from Malachi that we're using, we're quoting to show that Moshiach, sorry, the old will come prior to the arrival of Moshiach ben David. It's mashma b'yom shebo yibasa. Loshenit hineni lochem eichel yohanomi nipnei bo yirashem. It's mashma and yohanomi will arrive on the day, he'll arrive and give the news on the very day he comes. Not that he'll come, wait a day and then give the news. He's not going to come check into his hotel and then come, you know, to give the news the next day. No. So therefore, in answer to your question, no. He will come the day beforehand and he will give the news the day beforehand.
That means he can't come on Friday and he can't come on Shabbos.
He can't come on Friday. When the Sukkot, when he could come on Shabbos. The Gemara says to land, the Kayak Sophie, you have to be Machme. Maybe he could come on Shabbos. We don't know. Because Shabbos depends on Sukkot. On that
show. I'm not sure Tosis even asked this question here, this Tosis. Still, they'll come one day with us and make it known the next day.
Why?
The whole idea is, well, yeah, they'll come the day before, then that's it.
What?
I mean, everything's possible, but it doesn't seem. The whole thing is based on coming the day before. The Gemara is very clear. The whole thing is based on coming the day before.
Yeah. Think about it. Of course, there's a logic to it.
What?
When Hegiah is one, Hashem's not going to do it.
That's what it says. Why have the first day you will take
no. But the problem is, since Eliyahu has to come the day, he has to announce it the day before. So I've got a problem. So what am I going to do? Push Moshiach off till Monday?
He comes one day until the next day.
If there's man, Hashem decides, right, this man is Sunday.
So
what's going to happen?
Is it in the Habermen that there's a problem with the Horin now?
Yeah, that's
the basis of the question.
There's a way for Eliyahu to come. He'll come Friday, not say anything, and they'll make an announcement on Shabbos.
I thought you said last week that he might come delay a few days. You know, it might not let people know that he's here.
We're not saying that the announcement he makes in the base of Hagogah or wherever it is, that he'll make on the very day that he arrives. That's the basis. Right? So, as I said, it does come out quite interesting, going to the answer in the previous verses, that the Gemara is now asking, saying, on a Wednesday, why am I forbidden to drink the wine? Right? Why am I forbidden to drink the wine? But Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. So in which case, the Wednesday on which I'm making the declaration is not a day that Moshiach could come. So to that, the Gemara answers, he says he didn't come the day before. So in which case, it's like a chisor in Yediyah. It's a topic whether today is better than the day that he could come. It really depends on what happened the previous day, and I just don't know what happened. You see, following that day, to make absolutely clear, because as you see from this sugya, once you go to Thursday, I made the declaration on Wednesday, the Thursday for sure I understand. That's the day he could come. Why? Because, again, you only look from the point of view in time, you start from when I make the declaration. Rishon makes that point, by the way. He makes that point. I don't start taking into account, yeah, but hold on a second. If I make the declaration on Shabbos, Moshiach can't come, maybe Moshiach came on Friday. That's irrelevant. I'm not being become a Naziris because he came yesterday. It's only going to be, I'm only become a Naziris if he comes from Shabbos onwards. Right? So we're only going to look at that time moving forward. So if I make the declaration on Wednesday, I have to start from there. Could Moshiach come today? Now, if Eliyahu, I know for sure, didn't come the previous day, if I was to know that, then Moshiach cannot come on Wednesday. Once I get to Thursday, now I'm no longer going to start saying, well, hold on a second, Thursday, I wake up in the morning, I think, could Moshiach come today? No, because Eliyahu didn't come on Wednesday. That's not the point. Because since I made the declaration from Wednesday, basically my declaration is, from this point onwards, at the first opportunity the Moshiach could come, could theoretically have come.
This is according to...
I'm being Megama Nazir. That's the point of Rabbeinu Tam.
That's the point of Rabbeinu Tam.
So therefore, from Thursday onwards, there's no question about it. I definitely mean Megama Nazir.
But only if you don't know that Eliyahu didn't come. Otherwise, you knew Eliyahu didn't come previous day. It wouldn't be a day that Israel had to come, would it?
Not Wednesday, Thursday, yes.
Well, if you knew Eliyahu didn't come on Wednesday, if you knew definitely he hadn't come, if you couldn't know for whatever reason, then it would be right. Because, you know, it still depends on Eliyahu and know it. There still has to be a chance that Eliyahu came the previous day, I would have thought. At least according to my scholar, anyway.
You can see from the question of Joseph that's not the case.
Well, didn't he say this question?
What did Tosfos ask? Tosfos asked...
It must go on, bro.
Yeah, but what does he say that in response to? Amol Koshen, we have a difficulty. Hi, the Polish Mishnah of the Chod Nami Nishnari. Why? Because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. Yeah? Any day, he didn't come the previous day. I become Mokka Mayaroi Lovud, when he could have come.
That's Eliyahu or Moshiach? Eliyahu. Mokam up my Roy Lama. When he says, Mokam up my Roy.
Moshiach.
And he's saying Eliyahu could have come the previous day even though we know he didn't come. Is that all they're saying?
Yeah,
can
you tell
me? I'm not sure.
They're saying any day is the day when Moshiach could have come.
Yes, even though you know on this particular day he couldn't have come.
What's the result, sir?
Then he goes, okay, that's how we're in the Moscow.
What's the answer?
That we go according to the Moscow now.
And therefore, what did you get?
Well, I thought, as you answered the Moscow was, once you know that Eliyahu hasn't come, then it's a day which is not Roy. If Eliyahu hasn't come.
Well, what am I getting by going to the Moscow?
Isn't Moscow telling you to get involved in the whole thing in the radio and knowing that we don't know whether he came or not came? And therefore, once you get into that situation, then it's a.
But before we get to the answer, what's the Gemara's question? Let the Gemara, Wednesday, Tuesday, any day in the week, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to drink. Why? Because today could be a day the Moshiach could come.
Because we're saying, we know, as far as it's maybe wrong science to it. We know that Eliyahu didn't come tomorrow, and then you say you don't.
Let me rephrase that. Because, right, any day, Eliyahu didn't come the previous day, so Moshiach can't come today.
Yeah.
Right?
So you should drink.
So you should be able to drink. Yeah. Right, so it's just, what do you mean? But it's the day that Moshiach could come. What do you mean it's the day that Moshiach could come? He could only come today if Eliyahu didn't come, if Eliyahu came the previous day.
Yeah.
So, what's the next question?
Well, I think he's working on it. Could he be working at the...
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but any day, now subsequently, why am I not allowed to have wine? That's the moral question. Why can't I have wine? I should be able to have wine. Are you able to come the previous day?
Yeah.
Right. Every single day, I look at the previous day, are you able to come? What's the moral question? I should be able to have wine. That's the moral question. Why can I not?
Yeah.
Why is it forbidden for me to have wine? But you didn't come the previous day. Right, so this was, what do you mean? We're going to go Aminat. The question of Aminat. It's not dependent on whether Eliyahu comes. Eliyahu, Moshiach. It's a question of could Moshiach theoretically, could he come on Tuesday, on Wednesday, Thursday? Could he come?
Yeah.
Yes.
But even on
the one second, right? Because he could theoretically come. Well, what do you mean he could theoretically come? you can only theoretically come if the previous day and the old king. So what's Thersa's question? You have to say, Thersa is saying, now on any given day, potentially Eliyahu could have come. Now the reason why he didn't come could well be, if he didn't come, there's a reason. Nothing's just by chance. So we weren't like, because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day, but potentially this is a day when Moshiach could have come, as opposed to the Moshiach, Shabbos. Shabbos is a day when Moshiach cannot come. Maybe because of Tzuchonin. Maybe because Eliyahu can't come the previous day. Whatever you want to say, Moshiach cannot come. Because it disturbs people's Shabbos recognitions.
Or if he comes on Friday.
Yeah. So therefore, Shabbos is a day when Moshiach cannot come. And any other day is a day when Moshiach could come. That's all the one second. So oy ba'zoy, says Moses. So what's the Gemara's question? I mean, don't worry, so I'm as confused as you. Right. We're all confused.
I'm not sure what you're making such a mission about it. It's quite obvious.
Oh yeah? So please explain.
Just as you said. If Moshiach can't come on Shabbos, Eliyahu can't come on the Friday, that's it. Any other day he can come. What's the problem?
Oh,
why can't Moshiach come on a Thursday? Or even on a Friday? Even he can't come on a Friday. If Eliyahu can't come. He should be able to come Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday.
Excellent. So what's the tomorrow's question?
I don't know exactly. I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if the Gemara has a kashrus. It's a mistake.
What do you mean the Gemara? The Gemara said, why are you forbidding me to drink wine during the week? What's the kashrus?
Because during the week, any day of the week, the Moshiach can come.
Very good. So it does make sense.
So there's no question.
But the Gemara does ask a question. Look at the Gemara. It says, Ihochi, if so, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Ihochi, Lechol, have a weekday. Chol yom over yom on nami lishnari. You should be permitted for me to drink wine any and every single day of the week.
Right.
Lechol, lo also Eliyahu miyasmo, because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day.
Yeah.
What do you mean? But Moshiach could come today. He's not going to come today because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. But Eliyahu could have come the previous day. Moshiach then could have come today. So,
is he allowed to drink on the day that Eliyahu comes?
Yeah, but not the day Moshiach comes.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, the only other question is why can't he drink if he knows that Eliyahu didn't come today? Is that what you're saying?
If he knows Eliyahu didn't come the previous day, then Moshiach can't come today.
Yeah.
Right, that's the modest question. Rectosis. According to the Rambam, it's not dependent on whether Moshiach it come today, it's coming today, it depends on whether Moshiach theoretically could come today. In which case, the Gemara's question doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Very good, so Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. But potentially, mitzad the yoy, is it the day that Moshiach could come? The answer is yes. So in which case, that's why you can't drink the wine today. And not tomorrow, and the day after, only on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day when Moshiach cannot come.
Right?
So what's the Gemara's question? Why is the Gemara saying, well, I should be able to drink wine because Eliyahu didn't come today. So what? He could come today. So Tosfos answers that what? We're talking about, we're talking about the day that I actually make the declaration. So let's say it's on Monday. I just want to avoid being with Shabbos.
Yeah.
Make it simple. So let's say on Monday. I make the declaration on Monday. So now on Monday, we're saying, you cannot drink wine. If you make the declaration on Shabbos, you can drink the wine. If you make the declaration even on Sunday, but let's avoid Sunday because it's complications. You make the declaration on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any of these days you make the declaration, you're not allowed to drink wine. Why?
Because Eliyahu could have come the previous day.
One day, because today is the day that Moshiach could come.
Yeah,
the Gemara, no, we can't. Because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. So therefore today is not a day that he could come.
Yeah.
Now, but what's changed? Yes, he could have come today. It depends on whether Eliyahu came the previous day. So okay, he didn't come the previous day.
If the requirements of Eliyahu coming the previous day, and you know he didn't come the previous day, there's no question, he can't come today.
But then in which case, you're going to have to come onto this new shot, and we're going to Moscow. But what have we changed?
Well, hadn't he changed the definition of it being Davis's Roy for him to come?
Oh,
initially, we thought any Davis Day. Well, now we're saying we need to know for sure that Elio didn't come. And that's a different
thing. In which case, you're saying half, I mean, this is what I'm trying to get at. Feel free, you can explain it differently. What have we gained? What has changed now that we're going to what those schools have not got? Again, one more time, again. If let's say you go without this, just a partial shot, I make the declaration of Kibbutz Monday. Make the declaration on Monday. So the Gemara says, from that point onwards, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you can't drink wine. Because any day Moshiach, you don't know, Moshiach could come. When it comes to Friday, Shabbos, however, you can drink wine. That's the way we're understanding. Rabbi Gemara, the whole thing, you're telling me the reason why I can drink wine on Shabbos is because Elio didn't come on Friday. So I bow to it. You need to say, and he can't come on Friday, right? So therefore he can't come on Shabbos. Yes, since he didn't come on Friday, so he can't come on Shabbos. Rabbi Gemara, okay, who are they? Any other day? Any other day? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Any of these days? I should be able to drink wine because
we think we know Elio.
Because Elio didn't come the previous day, yeah. And therefore Moshiach can't come today. Mm-hmm. For instance, he could come today. The reason why he's not going to come today is because Elio didn't come the previous day. Okay, but it's not the day, it's the day that Moshiach could have come.
Yeah, but you're worried, surely you're worried about whether he's going to come that particular day to either prevent him having wine or not.
You're right.
If Elio didn't come, who's a precursor to Moshiach, and you know he didn't come, you know for sure that Moshiach's not coming today.
Excellent, but not according to Rabbeinatam. You're right, but not according to Rabbeinatam. Rabbeinatam says it's irrelevant whether Moshiach, even if I know, I'm an ovni, he's not coming today. I'm an ovni. It doesn't make a difference. As long as potentially he could have come, It's a Rabbi Nathan's Pashat. Joseph says, according to the Rabbi Natando, I don't understand the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, any day of the week, it should be permitted for me to drink wine, because Moshiach won't come the previous day. So Joseph says, I don't understand. What's the Gemara's question? I don't care whether Moshiach did come today, is come today, can't come today, because Elio could be potentially, is this a day, in the grand scheme of things, that Moshiach could have come? Is this another failure on our part? A failed opportunity. Someday, we've lost it. On Shabbos, we won't feel like failures, because Moshiach couldn't come. But on Sunday, should we feel like failures?
Really, yeah. What you're saying is, you can't drink any day,
Shabbos,
apart from Shabbos, because in theory, Moshiach could have come that day. Irrelevant of when any other would have come.
The minute you've got the first day, he could have come, you're now in autumn. Start counting at 30 days. After that, they don't have to come up to the, that's what I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam's Peshat is, the minute he could have come, you want to see yourself.
The fact that Elio didn't come the previous day is irrelevant to this discussion. What we're saying is that any day of the week, Moshiach can come.
Very good. That's the point. So what's the Gemara's problem? Why are you telling me that I should be able to drink wine because I know the come previous day? I don't care. We're going to have a time. I just want to know, could he have come today? And the answer is yes, potentially could have come. So that's it. That's why you can't drink wine. You start getting a serious nap, start the clock. 30 days. So what's the shuffle of the Gemara's question? The answer is, I'm not talking about subsequent days. If you make the declaration on Monday, I understand 100%. When it hits Tuesday, from that point onwards, Tuesday is definitely a day that Moshiach potentially could have come. Right? Elio didn't come on Monday. Okay, but he could have come. Moral's question is, though, what about Monday? Monday itself, you're not allowed to drink wine. You're not allowed to drink wine. When I make the declaration, wine. And you all didn't come on Sunday, so Monday is not a day that Moshiach could have come. But then you all could have come on Sunday. Well, what do we get?
Retrospectively, the Zeris was not hard, as it were, because he didn't.
What I'm trying to show you is that the way this works is you start from the point of the declaration on. So when I make the declaration on Monday, it is relevant. Did Eliyahu come on Sunday? If he didn't, then when I make the declaration on Monday, I say start with today. Could Moshiach come today? The answer is no. You're standing there on Monday, and I say, so when the Nazir is going to be Chal? The answer is Tuesday. Because Tuesday is the first day from this point onwards, from where I'm making the declaration, Tuesday is the first opportunity when Moshiach could come. Now, probably he won't, because on Monday, and you won't come, etc. But, I'm standing on Monday. And I'm making the declaration, and I'm saying I've been makabel nezidus upon myself. When would it begin? When Moshiach could come. Now, I want to know, could he come today? The answer is no, because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day.
And so what are the assumptions that he definitely knows Eliyahu didn't come, or he thinks
that's the Gemara's question. Okay. To which the Gemara answers, maybe Eliyahu did come. But this is the question of the Gemara, which explains the question.
And therefore you're saying, what you're saying is that it's the next day that it's Chal, the Zeris.
Correct. Nezidus is Chal on Tuesday, and then once it's Chal, that's it. So Tuesday is the first point when you could come. I don't care what actually happens. That's the Gemara's question. That's just possible to explain the Gemara's question according to Aminatar. Monday is what I'm asking, though, why can't I drink the wine? So to that, the Gemara answers, who says he can't come on Monday? Maybe he could come on Monday. We just don't know about it. But what I'm pointing out is one little thing. And that is that before we came to the Rav Natan, we always understood the pshat is, why are you not drinking wine? In case Moshiach comes. It's always a topic. Mm-hmm. Every day is going to be a topic in case he comes. Yeah. When we came to the Rav Natan, we thought, golly, it's much easier because going to the Rav Natan, we're not playing with Slaters. He could have come. As long as he could come, not could happen, he could come. Yeah. That's good enough. Now you're a Rav Natan. It comes out, though, that even according to the Rav Natan, on the Monday itself,
It's not a bad day.
On Tuesday, it's a bad day. Tuesday is definitely a day that he could have come. That's the first day when for sure he could have come. Of course he could. Because from the point when I make the declaration on Monday...
He could come on Tuesday. But you also on Monday, it's not a bad day that he can't come.
It's not a bad day he could come. So it's a topic. So you're not drinking on Monday because
that's right. That's what we've
heard. It's a topic. So in which case it comes out, Monday, you're not abstaining from wine, even according to the Rabbi Natan. You're only doing it because that's topic.
So Roy means it's a day that we know he definitely could come. But when he comes, where... The difference between,
call it Rashi, if you want, and Rabbi Natan is, when it comes to Tuesday. As far as Rashi is concerned, the reason why you're not drinking on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and in the declaration on Monday, is every day is Mikra Sofim.
And Monday.
What?
And Monday as well.
Monday. In case they're okay. Fine. According to Rabbi Natan, I think, unless I'm going to disagree, but it means Monday, it's a topic.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a day that he could come, I'm going to be cautious. Tuesday, for sure, the Nazir is Chal, and you start your 30 days from there.
And it's sure from the time, at the time when you make the declaration. It's not as the days come along, it isn't.
Correct.
It's only at the time you make the declaration.
Correct. Okay. That's what comes out according to the...
And so how does it work with the Maskana then? And the answer, you say the Maskana.
Yes, if we want to get through, so they go, let's see, because that's one or two little tricky things there. So if you want to ask the game, on the Monday itself, on the Monday itself, so Moshiach, and Yo didn't come on the Sunday, we can. So what about doing Monday's not a day that Moshiach could come? So why can't I drink wine? So the Gemara answers, who says that he ought to come? He went to the base of Apollo on Sunday. So ask the Gemara, well, if that's the case, why are you saying Shabbos is a day the Moshiach can't come? If it's woman's not an issue, and you're saying Zevi Yom didn't come, I made the declaration on Shabbos. Yeah, I'm making the declaration on Shabbos. So you're saying on Shabbos, I direct the wine. We already know this. I'm making the declaration on Shabbos. Why can't Moshiach come? Because Zevi Yom didn't come on Friday. He says, maybe he did come. The answer is no, because of the Shabbos meals. Oh, by the way, Brett the Gemara. Right, if I make the declaration on a Friday. So on the Friday, surely that's also the day when Moshiach can't come. Not because of any or anything, because of Shabbos preparation. No, Moshiach won't disturb. Moshiach's coming won't disturb because we'll have our Lord. Then the Gemara says, what about Sunday? If I make the declaration on Sunday, Sunday is definitely a day when Moshiach can't come, because any old couldn't have come the previous day, because it's Tchumen. Unless you say it's a Raya, the Tchumen is not a problem. Then the Gemara says, it's Mikarach Sofni. That's the give and take of the Gemara.
If you go with Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, so how's the answer of Rabbeinu Tam?
What should we have the answer?
We said, the original question of Rabbeinu Tam was that you make the declaration on whatever day you make it, and it was not on that day, but subsequent days, they're all days which are Roy. Right? So what it, and then it says, the Fiyah Maskana Parakim, meaning the Hakkav Shabbos, Gnodim, Shemhaki Parakim. So you're saying that declaration, how is it helped by the Maskana rather than the Habermet, I put it that way, the way you described it?
No, if we're not talking about the day itself,
yeah,
then the Gemara's question doesn't make any sense. You're asking me on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all these days subsequent to my declaration, I should be able to drink wine. Right? Yeah, why? Because then you didn't come the previous day. Yeah. So what? If I made the declaration on Monday, from Tuesday onwards, it's definitely possible for Moshiach to come. It doesn't matter if on Monday and the old time comes, then when I get to Tuesday, he can't come. I'm saying on Monday, I am going to come as a Zeros from the first point when Moshiach comes.
Because we know all about that. I'm not going to know all about them moving along. Is that the problem?
If you go to the Maskana, I'm not asking on the Monday, on the Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm asking on the Monday itself. And also on the Monday itself, when I make the declaration, you're telling me on that day itself, I can't drink the wine.
There's a possibility.
On that, the Gemara says, but I know there's no possibility because any odds didn't come the previous day. So the Gemara says, who says? Maybe he did come, he went to the base of my brother.
And therefore the question is, on a Suffolk Roy, I'm not asking, on a Vade Roy, I'm asking. And the answer is, isn't it? When you say, according to Maskana, he's asking. And the question he's asking of subsequent days, not for the day itself. Is that right?
Yeah, it's
not so that according to the Maskana now? Because we know
there was
a chance that El could have come.
Maskana meaning to say that when the Brisa talks about when you can have wine, you can't have wine, we're actually only talking about the day when you make the Neda.
Well, the day when you make the Neda.
If you make the Neda on a weekday, then on that day you can't have the wine. If you make the Neda on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you can have the wine.
We're not talking about subsequent days,
we're not getting lost. Yeah. So with that mindset, when we say Maskana, it's really a separate question at the end. So once we've dealt with the whole thing about Tchumen, then we say, just by the way, let's just clarify what's going on in this Brisa.
Yeah.
So it's not shared, I already knew this in the beginning. We're in the Gemara, when it was written down, it was written in this order. But when they were discussing the Mishnah Menachos, they already knew that we're talking about in this Brisa on the day when I made the declaration. So with that in mind, there's this now, the Gemara goes alive. Because I'm not on, you have to think it through, think it carefully.
So when he asked the question in the Vin Toma, quantitas is a subsequent day. The Vin Toma.
Yeah, the question was taken correct. Because we didn't know, because those are thoughts.
Okay, so what did he not know then, which he knew later? What piece of information makes a difference from our?
No, because if you're not making the Maskana, the Vinwara's question was, we understood the Brisa it's just saying, the person makes the declaration, whatever it is, from this point onwards, weekdays you can't drink wine, Shabbos, you can. Yeah, if you come on, there's an answer on that afterwards. Yeah. Well, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense.
Because I know that stage, Eliel could have come to previous stage.
That's the Gemara's assumption, it's not.
Right.
If you're going with that sub, then this says it doesn't make sense to the Gemara's question. Since Eliel didn't come the previous day, so every day of the week I should be able to sprinkle wine.
Yeah.
According to our inner town, it's not a limit whether Moshiach comes or not. It's a limit whether he could come. We start from the day, make a declaration from the first opportunity when he could have come, that's it going forward, count 30 days, or whatever you're all making in the deals. I'm not saying what's going on. So says, you're right, we're not talking about subsequent days, we're talking about the day itself, he's Makabah. And that Gemara takes, if I'm Makabah, I made the declaration on Monday, on that day he can't come. Then he didn't come on the Sunday, to which the Gemara says, who said he didn't come? Maybe he didn't come on the Sunday. Now, Tosafos asks, and this is, keep thinking through, because if you don't get that, the rest of it, Tosafos is bothered, where does Moshiach Ben Yossi fit?
When we touch that really, I mean, started in advance.
Well, until we get this today, you can't. Is this what the says the Gemara Shalom? Now, you do the homework, right? We're trying to work out. Okay, what are you asking? What do you want? What exactly is the kasha with Moshiach Ben Yosef? Because you're saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good. Now we know this Rabbeinu Tam, Moshiach Ben Yosef is fine. So, Marshall, what do you mean by that? Why is it better according to Rabbeinu Tam than according to Rashi? That's actually, we'll see tomorrow, the placing, the kasha said, which is beautiful, the beautiful pshat, placing it, there's a very similar pshat in the circuit. Explain why according to Rabbeinu Tam works, but on the face of it, because now I'm sure it's very, very sure to understand what have you gained with the Rabbeinu Tam? That didn't work with Rashi, but did work with right? I will just mention, because I'm running out of time on the Moshiach Ben Yosef side of it, how long, just to throw in a couple of tidbits? Okay. The same amount, so you've got a bit of time, just think about that, and then tomorrow we'll try to deal with the Moshiach Ben Yosef. How long before is Moshiach Ben Yosef going to come? Something about 40 years.
40 years,
yeah.
Isn't that
the
idea of the sort of
shepherd
years of every generation
that looks after our sort of material? I'm trying to remember where I saw it, but I saw somebody quoted. Let's see. Oh, here you go. Yes, in the Tetra of Independence. He said, the Ain't of the Beast, he's busy, because he's going to be busy with the four questions. Where Moshiach Ben Yosef is there? Is he going to the Beis Nagod, or is he going to come and reveal himself? He says, no. He says, he's not going to the Beis Nagod. Mishum, the Ben Yosef, Yom, is Mam Merubo, Kedim Moshiach Ben, Piyas Moshiach Ben Dovid. The Rabbeinu Peretz says he's coming a long time before Moshiach Ben Dovid, and boy, Mishum, the 40 years.
To the day?
I don't know. We'll see Ben Zashem tomorrow. If Moshiach Ben Yosef has not come, does that mean is it possible for Moshiach Ben Dovid to come before Moshiach Ben Yosef?
Didn't he just say
here? I'm out of time, but Ben Zashem, who will be revealed tomorrow?
There you go.